the script. It's the last time, and not for the first time, one of our guests is here in the studio. People living in the east of England who are trying to get back into work are being offered the chance to study short courses with the University of Cambridge free of charge through a new bursary scheme. The newly launched New Horizons Bursaries is covering the full cost of tuition fees for both short and online courses at the Institute of Continuing Education, a part of the university which provides a wide range of courses for adults. Louisa Trivett is Head of Business Development at the Institute of Continuing Education at Madingley Hall. And with her, we welcome back Zara Kuchelhaus, who's head of the academic centre there. Ladies, good morning and welcome to both of you. Zara, back again.
I am, thank you very much.
After last time, an excellent interview. So we, repeat performance for you in a way.
Thank you.
What a new subject.
New slant on it, I think.
Still based out at Madingley Hall. Yes. We'll mention more about Madingley Hall. This is the very first time that this has been tried, Louisa, the university. It's only really been with you since last month.
That's right. Yeah, we've been embarking on a programme of trying to build up more bursary schemes at the Institute in general. But this partnership is a new one, as you say, with New Horizons, who are part of the CHS Group, which is a charitable housing association based in the Cambridgeshire area. And they offer this amazing, very unique experience where they have customers. They've helped about 400 people over the last year or two. They offer one-to-one coaching for people who are maybe in financial hardship, to help them get digital skills, to get financial skills, and ultimately to try to help them get back into work as well. So they will have a client or customer who has this one-to-one coaching for up to 20 hours, and it's very much helping them with exactly what they need, and what, you know, what strengths they need, what new experiences they need, and all that sort of thing, and digital skills, for example.
It's a holistic approach, isn't it?
Very holistic approach. And so the way that we're working with them for bursaries is very much that they're going in and talking to their customers on a one-to-one basis. These coaches who are going and seeing them face to face, and talking to them about what sort of training, what sort of interesting courses they might be interested in. And it can just be for personal interest, of course, as well.
Absolutely. I mean, it can lead on to things. So say if they've been having this coaching, for example, and we have day schools on introduction to coaching. Mm-hmm. And so they can see from the other side how it works and how this might be helping them. Or history of art or anything, really.
Yeah. When we were working through some production notes and we got researchers onto the case about this story, we were also wondering about age groups and whether it's for older people in, you know, sort of coming towards, say, the end of their working lives to get them back. They may feel that the older person might feel that they've still got a few years work left in them, or is this really for a younger person?
Well, I'd say a bit of both, really. Yeah. It may be people that have missed out on education or opportunities for one reason or other, or they might be caring for people and not had the opportunities to go out to work or to do other kinds of education. Or, as you say, it might be people who are a bit later in life who are changing tack or just want to do something for their own confidence and their own interest as well.
Perhaps a person who's been out of work for quite a long time, yeah, and an older exactly. person who might have lost that confidence.
Yeah, and building that confidence is part of what I believe CHS do through these coaching sessions. And then certainly if you come to ICE, our students love the range of experience that their peer group have. You know, so you learn as much, I think I might have said this before, so apologies for the repetition, but you learn as much from the other people in the classroom and their experiences, no matter what they are, as you do from the tutor. And that's very important.
Is it just across Cambridgeshire, or are we looking to extend out to parts of East Anglia and reaching to places like Great Yarmouth, Lowestoft?
Well, it's really the New Horizons network, which does extend a little bit beyond beyond Cambridgeshire, but primarily it's Cambridgeshire. And just talking about the confidence side of things, we talked closely with New Horizons about what sort of things might work for the people that they work with. And that's why we've decided to offer bursaries for online courses or short courses, so that some people, they might not be able to get out of their homes, they might be housebound, or they might have transport issues, so the online courses might work much better for them, or they might be lacking in confidence and not be quite ready to go out there into a classroom of people. But on the other hand, we also love the idea of people coming and helping build their confidence by coming into a really inclusive, friendly environment. There's no right answers or wrong answers.
No, there's opinions.
And has opinions, and it's a lot of fun doing a course at the Institute, a day course or a half day course, for example.
Then if you have transport issues, I mean, we can't provide personalised transport plans, but we do have our shuttle bus, which is a hybrid electric vehicle, and but it runs from the station then to the backs in Eddington and then to Madingley, and that's a free service that runs throughout the day. So although we can't help people get to Cambridge realistically with this, but we can help the travel once they get here.
Sure. And it's weekend courses that,
yeah,
that people attend, not weekdays or both?
Both. Yeah. So depending on what course you're interested in, so courses that maybe you might term as more kind of professional development, so some of the coaching courses, some counselling skills courses might run in the week, and then but at the weekends we have introduction to coaching, we have art history, we have literature, we have science. There's a course, Illustrated History of Science, on TV in March, which is interesting. But then you've got a huge range, and you've got different formats. I mean, we spoke about the Tuesday courses before, which obviously in the week on a Tuesday and half days if you don't have enough time. But you go through the weekend, you can go from a day school on Saturday or Sunday. You can do a short weekend, which is Saturday, Sunday, little bit, and then day schools, which are run from 10 to 5.
And you're residential over that period, so you'd be staying with you on a Saturday night?
So if you did a weekend course, then you would stay over. That, I don't believe, is included. I think it's tuition-only bursary.
It is, that's right.
So that's why we're sort of advertising the day schools more, because that's, you know, non-residential. You can choose to be non-residential on a weekend. It's not a problem. And as I say, you're welcome to get the shuttle bus each day. It's timed so that you should be able to make your lectures. But the day schools are probably, because the food is all included once you're there, so you get your lunch and everything. It's no problem, it's part of the course fee. But the accommodation is not part of the bursary.
And the New Horizons Project, then, NHP, if you like, the New Horizons Project, are paying for all of this?
No, the Institute of Continuing Education are paying for it. We have an endowment fund, and so we use that. That fund is specifically to be used to help more people come and study at the University of Cambridge. And we have another of other bursary schemes as well. And one of the things, actually, we're really interested in talking to other people who might be interested in partnering with us to reach a wider audience, to offer bursaries to other groups. So we have, as an example, we have a bursary scheme with Cambridge United Community Trust, which has been very successful, and that our first two bursary recipients have started doing their courses over the last month or so, and they're doing undergraduate certificates. We also have a project with Cambridge University Press.
Longford Trust.
The Longford Trust, which works with ex-offenders. So we are actually genuinely interested in anybody coming to us who've got ideas for partnerships that, where we can reach more people, specifically around the East of England area.
I mean, sorry, one of the things I was going to say was, so we're beginning a volunteer bursary pilot, which will be based around East Anglia. And so we haven't got any specific partners at the moment, but we will be approaching people who work with a lot of volunteers. And it's, the idea is to give back to people who give their time. So if you've sort of been volunteering with someone over a period of 6 months for about 10 hours or so, so not just a one-off, but you're committed to a charity, then again, it's a tuition fee. It'll be starting with day schools. Yeah, get in touch with us on short courses at ICE.
The project's had some National Lottery community funding. It's also been funded by the European Social Fund as well. Many of the clients who come in from some of the most deprived parts of the region. We won't like to single out where they are, but right around Cambridgeshire generally, as we said, they often have significant amounts of debt, people that come to you. So it should be able to have this weekend. It really is a case of someone going along there should really make the most of those 2 days.
Yes, they should. And you can get a lot out of it. I mean, so you get all the fantastic tuition and the experience when you're there, but you have all the sort of prepared reading that you can do. We have handouts. You have most tutors accepting copyright issues, so they would provide the slides and things afterwards. If you do weekly courses, then you have access to a virtual learning environment, as you do for the online courses. So it can be an ongoing thing, you know, and I would say our tutors and our staff are really happy to be in contact with students. I mean, we like speaking to students, we like feedback, and we like ideas. And so, you know, if people come back to us after and say, oh, the tutor said this and I'm not sure, then we will go to the tutor and we will ask. It's not a problem.
And they also get a certificate of attendance from the University of Cambridge, which is, you know, quite a nice thing to have as well.
And one thing I want to...
There's certainly some gravitas to that.
There is, absolutely. One of the things is the fund that Louisa mentioned that we're using to make our courses more accessible, really, is called the James Stewart Fund, and he was our founder. I don't know if you know much about him, but he was really cool guy. He was an engineer. He was the head of the Department of Engineering, and he went out. He worked with Josephine Butler up in Liverpool, and he went out to share education with people who wouldn't have access to it. So it was for working men and women at the time. This was sort of 1860s, I believe. And he pioneered the idea of continuing education. And the reason we have lecture notes, just a fun fact, is because. Allegedly, he was a male tutor, and women were, it was not deemed proper for them to sit examinations with a male tutor, and so they could do assignments and they could send in, and that was sort of the distance learning, beginning of distance learning. So it's really, we've been doing this a long time, and it's continuing that work.
It's fascinating, very interesting. I have to say, Sarah, carry on like that. It's good to hear. So these people, it's too early, really, isn't it, to know how this is going to succeed or otherwise, in terms of an incentive. You've only been running it for, what, about a month?
Yeah. Exactly. So it is a bit early, but...
It's not as if you're going to know what you've turned out at hopefully in a positive way at the other end.
No, but we're very keen to work closely with the New Horizons. And actually, if we get feedback that it's not quite right, it's not hitting the mark in some way, that actually a different type of course to apply the bursaries to for the New Horizons customers is right, then we'd go down that route as well. So it's sort of testing the water a little bit.
Well, it is. And I mean, as you spoke about the Cambridge United bursary, which is related to sort of undergraduate certificates, where you get, you know, it's not just a certificate of attendance. If you complete everything, you get an award from the University of Cambridge. And so because we offer so many different formats and so many different courses, we have the flexibility. So, you know, if it turns out that online courses, you know, it's not working for them, then we can shift to more face-to-face and vice versa. And if what people really need is they need that sort of certificate or diploma level of study, then we can offer that. And we can offer it in a quite a range of subjects. So it's not bad.
Diverse, as you mentioned earlier, on science, medicine, business, management, creative writing, history, politics. The only thing, I suppose... Some people listening might think is, well, these are people that have not worked for a while, for whatever issue they had. They're trying to get back into work. Is it perhaps more important that they work with something that has a certain physical aptitude? So they may be wanting to get more into science or engineering, perhaps, because after all, they've got to earn the bread, put the food on the plate. They need to earn money. So is it that they need to look for the more practical aspects of subjects rather than, say...
Rather than the academic.
No disrespect to the academic subjects.
But rather than writing essays, you mean? So we have the apprenticeships programme, which ICE is very involved in, and Louisa will know more about than I do. But so we're working with a number of various bodies. So for the University of Cambridge, I believe a lot of the apprenticeships are higher level. Level 7, so which may not be appropriate, but it is something that we're aware of and we're trying to think about how we might do.
Yeah, I think that's right. So yeah, these are level 7. So level 7 is master's level apprenticeship. So they are at that higher level. Yeah. But I think it's a good point that whether people need some professional development or more personal development, there are both those options are available at ICE, and it's really up to the learner what sort of thing will be
most useful
to them, and we didn't really want to, we kind of want to leave that quite open so we don't impose our thoughts on people who might want to take these bursaries, but it will be interesting to see how it goes and what people are more interested in.
And also, I mean, there's a lot of transferable skills, so it's quite easy to characterise academic courses as, you know, you have to be good at school and you have to do this, but actually a lot of it's about your previous experience and your interests. So, for example, if you're doing a weekend on, I think we had one called Extinctions and Crises in the History of Life, which sounds quite highbrow, but it's essentially it's fossils, it's fossil hunting, it's geology, and, you know, they go out to a quarry and they look for fossils and then they come back and they learn about them, and it's you they have to, they sort of show their find, if you like, and they, so they're doing, they're practicing their presentation skills, they're practicing their listening, their, you know, criticism, because tutors, they encourage questions. This is not a, as in general, it's not a kind of I'm right, you're wrong. You know, this is, it's a shared experience. And so I think that for some people it won't be appropriate, and there may be other routes, because as you've mentioned, I mean, New Horizons is a massive project. It's funded nationally, and it's fantastic. And so they have other sections. We are part of, we're trying to be part of it and to offer them a route in, you know, in what our expertise is, which is the academia and the academic.
You are always looking for other partners. You mentioned some of them earlier on. The funding presumably to take at least through this academic year. That's, so we've got the next two terms after this one with the university. Beyond that, is there a projection, hopefully ad infinitum?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a decent fund there, and we want to actually use it to get more people to come and do our part-time courses. So people just who may have missed out on education before, or maybe limited financially.
And time-wise as well, limited time-wise. Yes. Because, I mean, if you're working and you have kids or family or grandkids, caring responsibilities, or you're a shift worker, there are innumerable reasons why you might not be able to attend a full-time course. Mm-hmm. And our courses are specifically part-time.
We should probably put a little appeal out and an email address, which would help as well. But from your, certainly from your point of view, ladies, organisations and companies that are interested in partnering with the Institute of Continuing Education, we've got an email address, a partnerships one.
We do.
And I, shall I do it?
Yes, you can do it. Just make sure I get it right. I think it's partnerships@ice.cam.ac.uk. So that's partnerships. At ice.cam.ac.uk.
And that's what I've got.
Is that right?
Partnerships at ICE, as in the Institute of Continuing Education.cam for Cambridge.ac for academic.uk for United Kingdom.
Yeah, please get in touch.
It's a university email address where you can get in touch with them. So you've got some more people to come through for more courses, including this coming weekend. I'm sure you're looking forward to it.
We do, yes.
And some I keep harping on, I suppose, about the weekend courses, but maybe that's more convenient for people. But, of course, on daytime as well.
Monday to Fridays. Yeah, our next Tuesday one is the fireworks. So if you're interested in the science and history of fireworks, then next Tuesday's for you.
Oh, sulfur from your strontium. those that make the different colours in fireworks.
Tom Smith, Dr. Tom Smith, he's from Cardiff. He does displays and things. So he's talking about the science of it. And then we've got the history of the gunpowder plot and things in the afternoon. It's going to be great.
And just another thing is that we also have some really interesting free events often happening up at Maddingley Hall at ICE as well. So for last night,
there
was a lecture on Sparta. I knew nothing about Sparta, and absolutely fascinating. Yeah. So anybody can keep an eye out on what's going on.
On our website.
That's for the masses. That's for general
public. Yeah,
that's
completely free. That's for everyone. And that's at www.ice.cam.ac.uk on our website, and if you look at events, they'll all be listed there.
Open for all.
Yeah, Maddingley Lectures, those ones.
Thank you both very much for coming by. Yeah, that's about all we've got time for today. Louisa Trivett is running the programme for the Institute of Continuing Education, the new bursary programme being launched to give people who are trying to get back into work free access to short courses by the University of Cambridge. And Zara, thank you very much
for coming in.
And your contributions, as always, plenty of spark there. We love it. Thank you very much. The enthusiasm rubs off always. Lovely.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Take care.